popping peoples. This episode, I wanted to do things just a little bit differently. It's just like a whole mood, I'm gonna call it. But just like, I'm gonna just call it this little mini series or whatever the fuck it is. I'm gonna just call it Vibes on Life. And it's just experiences that have made me a better human, in my opinion. Or like just little tidbits of knowledge that I pick up as I travel through time, as I travel through life, as I just be me, like, you know, as I learn to be better at life. I just want to record what I learned and share with you. Hopefully you can listen to this message closely, and hopefully you can implement what you hear and make your life better, you know. But in this episode, I describe 5 reasons why I journal, why I keep a journal, why I write in a journal every day, obsessively, why I obsessively write in a journal every day. I'm not quite sure how to name it yet, but that's what I talk about in this episode. Just here are 5 reasons why I keep a journal. If you're listening to this, I really, really, really fucking appreciate it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I wish you a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful month, a wonderful year. And most importantly, I wish you a wonderful skate sesh. And I hope you enjoy. So the first benefit that I gain from journaling is that it helps me to become aware of my goals. My example for this is, let's say I set the goal tomorrow to go out and get skate clips, and I also want to work on my website, and I also want to contact a couple people. Then I'll get my journal, I'll list these things down, and then I'll just number them 1 through 4. And that's as simple as that. Like, my journal helps me to become aware of my goals. It helps me to prioritize. Like, yes, it helps with goals, but more importantly, it helps me to prioritize. Like, to understand or to look at my goals and to, like, feel or understand which one is more important. Which one do I want first? Which one is the most scary? So, yeah, it just helps me organize my goals. The second benefit I gained from journaling is that it helps me to remain grateful. This is like a super one. This one's like one of the most important things. Like, helps me to remain grateful because the way I write things down, like I said that I write down my goals, and I didn't say how I write them down. I write down my goals saying, I am grateful for this. I'm grateful for the skate clips I got today. Or tomorrow. I'll write it down in the present tense. I'm grateful for the skate clips I'm getting today. Or I'll write it in the past tense just to trick my subconscious. I'm grateful for the skate clips that I got today. And then go through the day and just make sure I get it. And then I read it again at the end of the day. And it's something that I have made true. It's basically writing your own reality. Like, let's say you have the goal to go and do a bomb-ass job, run a bomb-ass sales pitch. So then you wake up, you write down in your journal, I'm grateful that I just ran the best sales pitch in my life. I'm grateful that I just ran the greatest sales pitch of my life. And then you forget about it. You go about your day, you do everything you need to do. You do that sales pitch, you've forgotten that it's going to be the greatest, and then when you get back to it that night, you reread it again, and then you can verify. And if it wasn't the greatest, then you can ask yourself, why was it not the greatest? And you can continue to, and that's just an opportunity to work on yourself. But, in conclusion, the second reason why I use the journal is because it helps me to remain grateful. And this leads me to the third reason why I use a journal, because this is how you get a little bit more in depth on your goals and how you're grateful for your goals. Because let's go back to that example of your sales pitch. One way to write it down in your journal is to write down, I'm grateful that I ran the best sales pitch I've ever run in my life today. And then you add, because. And from there, you visualize why it is going to be the greatest sales pitch, or why it was the greatest sales pitch. So you would write down, I'm grateful that I ran the greatest sales pitch of my life today because I felt so in the zone that I could just read their minds. So then you can picture yourself just giving the sales pitch, being in the zone, reading their minds, understanding what they're thinking and how to modify your body language, your speech, or whatever. Depends on what you're into. But yeah, like, it helps you to visualize your goals. Let's say your goal is to work out tomorrow. I write down. I mean, people that have seen me in person can clearly see that I am not a bodybuilder, but I literally write down almost every day and every night, I am grateful to be a bodybuilder because I love the... Or I'll write down a different reason, whatever reason I feel, whatever reason comes to my mind, but the reason that comes to my mind right now is, I'm grateful to be a bodybuilder because I love the feeling of flexing and unflexing my muscles repetitively in the gym. And I know, like, as you listen to that, you just got the most distinct visual image of flexing and unflexing your muscles. You can even sometimes feel it when you, as you describe it. I am grateful to be a bodybuilder because I love to look in the mirror while I struggle to lift heavy-ass weights. I'm grateful to be a bodybuilder because I love lifting heavy-ass weights every day. I'm grateful to be a bodybuilder because it helps me to be a better skateboarder. These are just, like, visualizations. This is how you visualize it. And this is how you're grateful. And this is how you keep track of your goals. And that leads me directly into the fourth reason why I journal, and that is just to organize. I mean, sometimes it helps me to stay organized, but I never stay organized. So it just helps me to organize and be organized temporarily. Like, and I mean that in the sense that it's not just my goals I want to organize. I mean my emotions, or like my ability to be social. And an example of this would be, like, let's say I'm having a day where I feel off. Like, things feel not as happy as I like for them to be. Then I'll stop. I'll be like, what the fuck? And so I'll just go to my journal and I'll write, like, I don't know what I'm going to write. I'll only know, like, the first sentence or, like, the first couple words that I'm writing, like, that I'm going to write. And it's like, I feel weird today because... And then whatever words come to me, I'll just express them. But that's how I organize my emotions. And after I write down what I'm feeling, like, let's say right now I would write down, I'm feeling really hyped because I just left the No Suffer death metal concert and I was watching everyone mosh. I was filming and I stopped filming so that I could mosh with everyone else, and it was fucking gnarly and awesome. So I'd write that down. That's just like keeping track of my emotions. But right now I'm in a good mood. If I'm in a bad mood, that's when I'm more likely to write shit down, because it helps me to just understand the bad mood and look at it from the outside in. Like, if I had one of my journals in front of me, I would read. I haven't been in a bad mood in like a couple months, which is like actually remarkable. But if I had one, I would read. And one example would be, I'm in a bad mood today because I was unable to figure out how to build this damn website. Or, okay, like, the last time I wrote down that I was upset, it was because I wrote down that I feel like shit right now because I downloaded a plugin for my WordPress website and the plugin crashed the entire website that I've been working on for the past month. And I wasn't upset anymore. I just felt at peace because I don't know, it helped me look at the bigger picture and understand that everything is just a learning experience, and for me to try and force my will upon reality is just like silly human shit. But yeah, In conclusion, the fourth reason why I journal and keep a journal is because it helps me to organize more than just my goals. It helps me to organize my emotions. It helps me to organize my thoughts whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed. And it helps me to organize, again, my goals. And the fifth reason why I journal. This one is actually my favorite reason to journal. This one's the most stress relieving. This one's the most calming. The fifth reason why I journal is so that I can just forget everything. Like, everybody feels stressed. Everybody feels stressed out over things. Everybody feels some sort of pressure. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed. Sometimes you don't know, like, just how to go about life. But when you write it down, you can just fucking forget. And if it's something important, you can read it again. Because later on, you'll have that feeling like, wait, something, what am I supposed to be doing? And then that's when you go back to your journal. But the most important reason why I journal is so that I can just forget, like, so my mind can be an empty space. And it sounds weird, but it's like, it's a lot about what people talk about when they say clear your mind when you meditate. It's like, if you haven't learned to actually clear your mind, then you have absolutely no idea what it feels like, what you're trying to do, or what it could even possibly be. But like, when you write something down and just like actually forget about it, then it's a lot easier to clear your mind. It's a lot easier to take control of things because you just feel like you have more space inside your head. So you have more, like, you have more room for different ideas or different thoughts or even different strategies on how to execute on your goals. Like, you just have more room. You just have a clear mind. And you can forget. And come back to shit later. And yeah, those are the five, not the five reasons, but those are five reasons why I journal. There are other reasons that do not come to mind immediately, but as I remember them, I may make a part two to this episode. If I sound like I have low energy, it is because I have low energy. It's 3:49 a.m. I just came from a gnarly rock show. I was in that bitch. Like, to put it bluntly, I was in that bitch. I headbutted someone, some girl. I was holding my skateboard and I was moshing. Some girl headbutted the shit out of my truck. That was fucking hilarious and wonderful because it was like, she didn't give a shit. She just like pushed off me and then ran into someone else like fucking full force. It was good shit. But that's a whole nother tangent. But yeah, those are five reasons why I journal. I really appreciate you listening. I'm blown away that you listened to this whole thing, so I really, 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 really fucking appreciate it. I just got to my house. I'm about to go inside and eat probably some rice. I wish you the most beautiful day and week and year of your life. This year and next year and every year after that. Let's continue to get better together. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for listening. You are beautiful, and I hope you remember that. Bye.